Blog Talk Radio.
Hey,
what's happening?
Brother,
what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the end. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
The Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. On this special, wonderful, beautiful September 27, 2021, boy, do we have a show for you. I'm about to lay it into the hands of the man, and I'm going to be on another project here this morning, but our co-producers and our co-hosts will be there with you, and I'll come in every now and then. But without further ado, Clarence M. Allen, my brother, please take the floor.
Oh, what's going on? Yeah, what's going on? I tell you, what's going on? What's going on, everyone? Good morning to everyone. You have once again tuned in to the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk radio show, the Eddie Justice Jones blog talk radio show, where we're coming to you with these hot button topics. These topics, they cover my rights, your rights, our rights, our civil rights. You know, rights are being violated every single day. and including our right to life. We have a special guest this morning, Ira Tillman's coming on with his new book. You know, I want to say good morning to, especially first and foremost, to God Almighty, who woke us up this morning, gave us the breath of life, and is allowing us to go through our daily routines. I want to say good morning, especially again to our listeners, the people who call in, to my co-hosts, co-producers. Good morning to each and every one of you. We have a hot topic down in Texas. Human rights are being violated. You know, there's a migration of people who came from Chile through several nations just to get to America because there's nothing left in their country. So 10 years ago, they left their country to go work in another country. And with this COVID hit, jobs stopped there and they have nowhere else to go. And so now they are here. They are here on the U.S. soil. They're in Texas. And we're talking about the Haitians down there. Many of us probably have seen the videos where the border patrols are on horseback. And, you know, it goes back in time where you've seen pictures in history of law enforcement, even unlawful enforcement, has been riding on us, beating us with cracking whips, water hoses. You know, we've seen all these different dogs. Everything that can be casted upon the black national, the African national, whether we came, we all were shipped over here during time in history, and now, you know, it seems as if we're no longer needed in some and in many cases. So, you know, we're left, you know, to be on our own, some cases left for dead, to go along with the help of those who helped to murder and kill us off. And so I'm going to see if we have any other co-host on, co-producer in studio. I cannot see the board. So we have another co-host on. Say good morning. State your name. Well, in that case, we're going to keep this show going. You know, I expect our co-host to come in, and Eddie has controlled the board because from where I'm operating at, I'm not able to unmute or mute for those of you who wish to come in the studio. So if we have anybody else on, please chime in. Just say hello, good morning, or whatever. But I'm looking forward to interviewing our guest this morning, Ira Tillman. You know, to have authors to come in, people who write books, me being a writer is challenging, especially to create your first book. After the first, you get an idea how to write a book. But when you're writing, that's just the beginning, to put a manuscript script together, to get it copywritten, to publish it. Then after that, you have to go out and market your material, because if you don't get picked up by one of these big publishers and sign the contract, you have to get out and let the people know that you have a book, what it's about. Does it relate to them? Do you have great material? Is it educational or is it entertaining? You know, is it adventurous? Whatever the topic or subject matter may be in the book. But I find in my experience that the marketing, and if you're going to market it yourself, is very challenging. You can pay people. It's costly because this is a huge world. Even with social media, you can only reach so many people. You know, on your following base, you can pay for advertisement to get more in. And so we have any other co-hosts in studio, say good morning, state your name. Good morning, Vera. I see your message. I apologize. I'm not able to bring you in. Is that somebody? Good morning. Good morning. Well, anyway, I'm going to continue to keep this radio blog show, talk show moving. Pastor Eddie is on his assignment. We'll be expecting all of our co-hosts.
Okay, Vera can hear
Vera,
you now. Vera can hear you now. Vera can hear you now. Vera can
okay,
hear you now.
Good morning, Vera.
Good morning to you as well. How are you? And how are the co-hosts and the listeners?
I'm doing great, Vera. How are you, and how was your weekend?
A beautiful, productive weekend. It was great, and we have overcast today with some light showers, but it's beautiful outside. It's clean, fresh.
Yeah, I had the opportunity this weekend to go down to Glendale, Arizona. My son, Deion Horton, plays college football for Arizona Christian University. They are called the Firestorm. They played SAGU, which is another Christian college, and they beat them. I don't know if Cousin Via had that score. It was 52-44 final score. They have a very good football team. They because of mistakes, allowed the other team to get their score up in numbers, but me and the wife, we had a wonderful time down there in Arizona. They have the monsoon down there. Then coming back here, I see the overcast here in Southern California, which is a good relief just to get away from the heat. Do we have any other co-hosts in the studio? State your name. Say good morning. Okay, well, while no one is chiming in, Vera, I'm going to ask you, and we're going to move right on into this topic here, our subject matter, the problem at the border. And Haitians, the Haitian people are being chased by the Border Patrol on horseback and these Border Patrols are cracking their whip on those people, running down the horses. Question is, do you think or believe we're going back in time when you see these old tactics? Are we going back in time here in America?
Well, Clarence, it's amazing. I'm really saddened to know that and see that. But we've come a long way, but we still have a long way to go. So we have never really gotten out of it. It still exists at this time. And I don't really watch the news often, but you see it in the news every single day all over, you know, the universe.
Yes, and, you know, it's hard to look at. It makes me think of the civil rights movement. Going back through my studies, I look at the slave patrol.
Professor Reams is in the studio.
Good morning, Professor Reams.
Good morning, regulator. Good morning, Cousin Granny V. Good morning
good
to
morning,
our
Professor
wonderful.
Reams.
Good. I love saying that. I hope you don't mind, Vera.
I love it. You know, Grandma V, that is me.
With a doctorate as the ice, you know, the nice cherry on top. Yes. So good morning to the listeners. It is a wonderful Monday, and it's just an honor to be here on the best Monday morning early show that allows us to show love and show our respect, but also get into topics that everyone needs to discuss. And let's just buckle up, have a wonderful ride, and just start our week off in the right way by praising God and praising each other. So good morning, everybody.
Amen. Good morning, Professor Reams.
Amen. You know, Professor Reams, I was just getting into our topic, and I'm going to elaborate, and then I'm going to get with you on the topic and allow you to give us your expertise on this subject matter. You know, we were talking about the Haitians, how they migrated here. And this is a different migration because they didn't come here by boat. They traveled on land thousands of miles from several countries, or nations, shall I say, just to get here to just live, to find a way. They come here to work. These are working people who left Haiti because of all the difficulties down there. And it was nothing left for them. So they left in order to find work in another nation. And once the work dried up there in Chile, they migrated here. And we have seen over this past last week where the Border Patrol are on horseback, beating them with whips, running them over with horses. And it's no telling what else is happening down here.
Talana is in the studio.
Good morning, Talana.
Good morning, Talana.
Good morning, Clarence. Good morning to Dad and Aunt Vera, Cousin V, shout. And happy Monday, everybody, to all the guests and co-hosts. I love you all. How y'all doing?
Good, my butterfly.
Oh, we're doing just fine, Vera. Okay.
We're all doing great. I was elaborating on the subject matter topic. The Haitians are being chased by Border Patrol on horseback, and they're cracking whips, beating them with whips, running them over with horses. And the question, are we going back in time? And so I was elaborating on how many of them got here. We got thousands of people down under a bridge in Texas because it's hot down there. There's only shade. And to see this stuff, and it reminds me even of the incident on the Pettus Bridge where blacks were beaten during the civil rights. You look at how dogs were sicked on us during the civil rights. We look back in the time of slavery. They had slave patrols to make sure slaves wasn't escaping. They wasn't taking a break, going from plantation to plantation or even to the general store during those times to have a note. But to look at this in the year of 2021, the most modern time, we have developed cars, electricity. We have planes, trains, buses, computers, you name it. Robots are here now. Artificial intelligence. Everything is changing from analog to digital, you know. And so here we go with these old methods from hundreds and maybe even thousands of years where you see oppressors on horses beating people. These people are not enslaved. They're not in jail. These are human beings. They were brought over to the America, their ancestors, to build this world and create all these wonderful inventions and creations we have in our time now. But to see these guys who should have been trained how to deal with people, if they were European migrants or immigrants coming here, we wouldn't see them getting beat on horseback. So we know that race is the key factor in what we see as far as the atrocities, the beating and the whippings on these people. This president should have stepped out in front, not sending a secretary to step out on the podium, and even our senators and congresspeople who are of color. I don't see any Europeans coming out speaking against this. It may be, I can be wrong, but this president and the vice president need to be at the podium speaking out against this. These Border Patrol personnel need to be held accountable. They need to be taken off their duty without pay. They need to be fired, terminated from their job, because if this is the kind of training they get, this state that America hasn't changed from its ways of oppressing people of color, especially us who are black, of African descent, whose ancestors were enslaved, captured over in the motherland and brought over here. You know, they separated families over there. So we have no idea if there are kinfolk, because they didn't, when the time of slavery, when you were sold, families were separated. Mothers went that way. Brothers and sisters went their separate ways, even babies. So we have no idea. And, you know, it makes me think when I look at these ball games, I follow sports, and I see these brothers with these Hispanic last names, which let you know that Spain brought people over here. Blacks with French last names. France brought them over here. And us with these English last names. England had her hand in this conspiracy to enslave people, to capture them and make them work for free in bondage, where they raped us, hung us on trees, beating us. And now we see this with horseback. So I'm going to go over to Professor Reams and let Professor Reams, and then to Lana, we'll come over to you. And so, Professor Reams, come on in. Tell us, give us your knowledge on this situation down in Texas.
Thank you, Clarence. And I also want to apologize to Talana. Good morning, Talana. I said Vera early on. The circumstances is we're in a split situation at the crossroads. You've mentioned all the technological advances. You've also mentioned how we're moving forward into the future. But you still have those factions. And it could be, and that's why we talk about we're dealing with critical race theory and things like that. Institutions that still have not been vetted out, where they will resort if they have to and if they can get away with it, but going back to traditional ways of controlling migration if they have to. So it doesn't surprise me that this would be resorted, especially where it is, because they were hoping that people weren't going to see this and that it would just be handled overall, which was ridiculous, because you have cell phones and you have everything that can transmit. But folks, as you've seen before, are still doing it, thinking they won't get caught, possibly because of feelings of white privilege or probably not. But it's not uncommon, because in parts of Mississippi, it was still, there are things that were going on, even when you had African-American congressmen and senators, that because it was the culture, it was no different than slavery or dealing with being servant on the land, that when you had folks that were sharecropping, it was just as bad as if they were still in slavery, and that was even in the 60s and 70s that was still going on. So you have factions and you have issues that are going on where it's been because of neglect. If it's dealing with the federal government, you also had a prior president who actually built up this idea of we're going to go it alone. The people on the outside must stay out, and we will do whatever is necessary to protect the border at all costs, with a wall and with anything else that is in our vice. So once again, it should be, as I said before, no surprise that the more tribal, as you've mentioned, Clarence, or primitive aspect of how things are, and possibly even glorify to where you could see that the person we're looking for to having this opportunity to live in the way that it was in the past, which allowed for white supremacy and supremacy of the area. Now, some will argue that, well, you know, they're here illegally and blah, 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 and everything like that. Yeah, or their migration, we don't need them. Yeah, but they're still human beings, and you don't treat human beings in that way. And as you've also mentioned, if these were European or of lighter complexion, because we did have the problem where Haitians were coming overseas to Florida, and the darker Haitians were not allowed in, but the lighter Haitians were brought in, it comes back to almost the Willie Lynch memo, as well as the how corporations have dealt with where whites will have the privilege. They'll give the indigenous folks privilege, but those of African descent will not get no privilege and will be treated in the worst ways overall, which has been the way that the United States has approached this. So in the end, it's almost like, well, what do you expect? We just got out of a situation where you have the Proud Boys, you have also the Oath Keepers, and so with them now weaponizing ICE to do what it has to do, and also the tactics they are using of rounding up folks. The idea of rounding up folks comes back to our American tradition of being in the West and how we used to do it, because those folks don't want to move into the future. So there is also the other good news, is that having these folks come in were a threat, because it also meant that most immigrants who come in usually vote Democratic. If they come in and they settle in Texas, that could be a stronghold that falls and turns blue. Because actually right now, Texas is on the verge of becoming purple, or if it isn't purple already. And Abbott is holding on as much as he can, but he's going to do everything he can for voter suppression so it doesn't flip over. Because they also know that should Texas flip over and become a blue state, no Republican will win any elections ever in the federal from the federal government, because you already have the majority to be able to stack the Congress and to stack the presidency and to change policy. So anything that can be done to keep the change from happening, which is inevitable, is going to be done. And so, Clarence, I yield back to you.
Thank you, Professor Raines. Thank you, Professor Raines, for your wonderful input, sharing your knowledge, not just down there, but how this government operates and the inside engines, the working mechanisms in this nation. So, Talana, I'm assuming that you've seen the videos of our people. They could be our relatives. We do not know, because we were separated. Our ancestors were separated. If we do a DNA test, we don't know who we are connected to. That's what they have done. You know, erased our language, erased our culture, erased us from our knowledge, our way of life, and has educated us according to how they want us to go. And so this is what we're having here. So I want to ask you, are we going back in time by seeing these Border Patrol riding horses, cracking whips, and beating people who look just like me and you?
Can you hear me okay, Clint?
Yes, really fine.
I have to agree. I do feel as if I've already spoke about modern day slavery in our past shows, but this kind of takes away from modern day slavery. It makes it completely worse. And yes, going backwards only confirms that God is coming back sooner, and that I really believe that if everyone of African descent or even people as a whole, if we just stop and we all stood together against the slavery or the beatings, and if they're even going as far as the, you said, I heard using the water hose and spraying people, like, that's very disrespectful. So the way that they used to be humans back in the day, you really can't get away with all of that now in modern day. So I feel they should be punished, that there should be, it should definitely fit the crime, and they should be fined for the things that they're doing to other people, hurting them.
Thank you, Talana. Thank you.
What
a wonderful insight. You know, Vera, did we get you in? I thought we got you in, but is there
yes,
any
you did.
Other? Okay, is there anything else you would like to say with this topic? Because this is important. We didn't have the cabinet member to come out and the president of the cabinet, one of his secretaries to come out and you know, saying that he's angry, but are they really angry enough to personally go down there to head that border patrol instead of on the phone, you know, in person and on the phone is two different conversations. You get different results when you go in person instead of being on the phone. You know, when you're in person, you get to look into the eye of the person who is responsible for his or her employees. And so, you know, it's just saddening that we see this happen, you know, on this point in time in history, you know, and Professor Ream surmounted it up real nicely for us to not just understand what happened there, but what happens and what has happened throughout history. You know, this is just a terrible situation. You know, we haven't went nowhere. We go back to like square one when it comes to us. Them people look like us. You know, they're the same color as us. They came from where we came from. And to see this continue to happen, this nation hasn't changed. This nation always pointing the finger at Russia, China, or any other country who treats its people uncivilized. So, you know, America cannot point a finger at no other country out here when they are the chief of human rights violations, not civil, human rights. This country has begun with murder, killing people who are not of their descent, who are not of the European background. It will even kill its own just to get its goal accomplished, to fulfill its agenda. And what boggles my mind is you look at some of these people when they go home and take that uniform off or that suit off, and then on Sunday they go to church. And God is a loving God. He's a forgiving God. And they'll go there and to church, and I wouldn't believe that they would admit their sin in front of the congregation, but maybe in their own personal and private prayer would ask God for forgiveness. And if you believe, because of faith is huge with moving forward with your life and accepting what God has to offer with his blessings, his mercy, his grace, his love, his forgiveness, and on and on. And then go out back again that Monday and do it all over again and allow God to be merciful unto these people. And they've been doing it for hundreds of years. You know, it just boggles my mind that you go to harm people, even kill them, and then go to church on Sundays and sing like nothing has ever happened. Man, it boggles my mind. You know, it's just unbelievable, you know, how graceful, merciful, and forgiving and loving that God is to allow these atrocities continue to happen. But when you study the word, it's all for his glory, and it just boggles my mind that God continues to allow this to happen. You know, I would like to see him to grab them by the wrist when they raise their hand to strike somebody and do what's necessary to stop it, whatever it may be. Do we have anybody like to follow suit up on that? Professor Reams?
Clarence, what you're looking at is how the culture has developed over the years, but it's also, as we've talked about from his story, as Dr. Aretha would talk about cognitive dissonance, because this is how the reconciliation happens when you do something wrong, but then you compartmentalize it and trying to rectify and justify the actions by doing the total opposite. Too many of these, this is just business, and if, since they believe what they're doing, then it is best to go to congregations and to churches that also fortify that sort of belief as well. So that's why you have certain faiths and certain evangelist churches that find it's okay, or at least they're not going to, they won't pass judgment or punish in some way, but justify the existence. That's why you can have members of the Klan and members of these do their work during the day and then go to church the next day, seeing that they are contributing to the belief system and the Lord's work based on what their teachings are. It's no different than what we complain about, and I do apologize for my helpers here, for the how we have different extremist versions of religion, where certain things are acceptable because that is how the folks have been indoctrinated into the situation. And it also justifies the idea of power. What you're looking at is identity politics, identity power, because the fact that, above all, the idea of being supreme, of being in power, is more important than the obvious reality of what actions are taking to maintain that supremacy. That's the focus, staying in power. There's also the fear of retaliation, because it's projection that, well, if we've treated the others this way, if we lose power, they will take revenge on us.
Linda Goldie's in the studio. I apologize. Linda Goldie's in the studio, too. Go ahead, Professor.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Pastor Jones, and good morning. So it is not uncommon for this to happen, not only here, but in other countries as well, because the authoritarian, it's almost like Machiavelli's Rule One, is the prince is going to do everything that he or she can to preserve themselves, similar to what happened with the prior president. And it doesn't matter who they sacrifice. It doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter what consequences. It doesn't matter what institutions are torn down, which is why we're still dealing with January 6th. As long as the folks in power stay in power at all cost. So while with many of us out in the field and standing up, it is just unconscionable. It's just horrendous that this is happening. We're looking at it from the standpoint of what we've been taught. The idea of turning the cheek, of forgiveness, doing good to others, treating them well, and not causing harm. But there are certain folks, and this is why Prophets Monica says there's a spiritual battle of good and evil, which is also present, which the good Lord is testing us on how much we are able to love, forgive, and patience. And so, yes, when you're on that wall, every last fiber of your first reaction is to retaliate and return hate with haste. But as with the chapter with Peter, it's almost he's testing us to see, okay, if you are following me, what is going to be your reaction, and how is that going to glorify me if you're, when they go low, you don't go high. So, and he did mention that when you take this walk with him, you're seeing all of the good, the bad, and the ugly with the human journey and with the human experiment and with the human of just living. So free will as well as
you know, the idea of how sin has been involved is part of the process, and it hurts him dearly to see all this. But it also identifies whether we truly embrace his grace and mercy and his teachings to move forward in this world. We took up the mantle as Christians. We are now getting God's view of how we've been for 10,000 years or more. And some days we rise up to the occasion, other times we don't. So we're at a period where civilization is at a crossroads again between authoritarianism and being decent, being just, and being kind. This country has its closet, its baggage. Every other country has its baggage. And it's just part of that full journey. So that is how I view this overall. It's not going to be a pretty journey for all of us. But what makes it doable and habitable and acceptable is we have a Father who loves us, who guides us, who will never leave us, even in these darkest hours. And we need to trust him and meet him halfway. With that, Brother Clarence, I leave yield back to you.
Randy. Linda Golgi, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Linda Golgi? How was your weekend? Welcome to the show.
Well, I'm not in a good mood because about 8 o'clock this morning I got a call from the credit card fraud prevention thing and some company that I may or may not have ordered from that's got a recurring charge anyway. I was so upset I had to try to do something about it before I got on the show. That's why I'm late. But
that's sad to hear, Linda. That's probably another subject matter we need to bring to this show on a Monday morning because, you know, this credit fraud, you being a lady with such a wonderful spirit, wonderful heart, wonderful character, and to have somebody to take advantage of you is it connects with this subject matter that we're talking about just on another level, the different way of doing it, and that's financially. And so, Linda, we were talking about, we don't know if you've seen the situation down at the Texas border with the Haitian immigrants that have arrived on United States soil and the video of how they're being mistreated by the Border Patrol, running them over with horses, beating them with whips, and probably even more horrendous things that's happening. And this started last Monday, I believe, while we were on the show. This was happening. Uh-huh. And so after the show, this stuff started being broadcasted on CNN and other news outlets, social media. And so, you know, the question was, are we going backwards in time when we see these Border Patrol using horses and whips to beat people, especially these people who are African descent originally from Africa, where their ancestors were enslaved, brought to Haiti. And so with the hurricanes and the government situation, the corruption, about 10 years ago, a lot of them went to Chile for work. And so when COVID came and work closed down, they began a migration here to the United States, to Nicaragua and many of these others, to Mexico and several other countries, to reach here and to have this to happen to them, to see the United States also that we didn't mention, to put some of them on planes and take them back to Haiti. They have nothing left there, nothing. And, you know, I was listening to, I believe it was article by Ronald Reagan he signed against certain immigrants where they can deport them immediately, but there's a judge, a black judge, who has overturned that article and gave the United States 10 days to cease from deporting them. So our question is, are we going back in time when you see these border patrols on horses using whips to crack down these people? Give us your insight on that.
Oh, man. Yeah, definitely we're going back in time. Sometimes I think we're going back to caveman days, the way people are being treated. You know, it's just horrendous. There's just something new. You know, that's why I don't even have a television. I don't listen to the news on the radio. This is the only news information that I get. And it's always depressing. gives me what to pray for, and it gives me an outlet. And ironically enough, yesterday, I think it was, or Saturday, I wrote a poem about problems, because I have a devotional that I borrowed from the rehab when I left there. That will return as soon as I've read it. And it brought up a similar problem. So yeah, it's hard to everybody says, oh, your golden years, you're looking forward to your golden years. Well, they're not so golden when they get here. They're really not. And you begin to think that nothing has ever changed. Nothing has ever changed. Just right after leaving the Garden of Eden, I think it was the oldest son of Adam and Eve killed the youngest son out of jealousy. And it's been the killing and the blaming and the jealousy. It seems to be interwoven in human nature anymore. I don't know.
That's another spirit of evil. We have many evil spirits that walks this land, and they enter into us as beings if we allow them to. And when you rebuke them and say, they go back and get seven more. So, it's here, but we have the power. We have the mind, we have the spirit to overcome them each and every time. We just have to be steadfast in our ground, in our belief, in our principles, and our way of life. I was saddened to hear that someone has used your name and taken advantage of you, and to use credits to attempt to put you in a debt that you have no idea of. And so we hope that Melanie Aubrey would call in during some time in the show, and maybe we can present that to her, and she even may have some ideas to give you other avenues to dispute that and to have them removed.
Well, the second person that I talked to said that it was, it was declined, but he mentioned that it was a recurring charge. So if it was a recurring charge, I'm very suspicious about that. He did the best that he could do, and I thanked him for his efforts. And so at least temporarily, it's taken care of.
Yes, and then you can also check with the credit bureaus, Equifax, and those other ones to and take your little time, some phone calls, and find out if there are any charges with your name and your Social Security number. So, you know, we all here at the show, we love you because, you know, you're not just because you're a co-host, but you're part of our family, really. You know, we all are family on this show. You know, I come to learn that family is not just who your siblings are and your cousins and all these extended, but it's the people who you build relationships with that are binding, that you care for, and they care for you, and we're here to help each other and to get through our life dilemmas, you know, and even celebrate the goodness of life when those times come. So, you know, we praying for all the best, and you make sure that you double check with these credit companies to make sure that there are no charges that you're not aware of. So it's just a little something to do to keep you busy, you know, take a deep breath.
Yes. I need more to do to keep me busy.
Yes, we know that's how life is. We think we'd have done it all here. It's something new. Would you agree with that, Professor Reams?
Oh, I would agree with that. That's, you know, in the course of everything, when you think everything is going one way, it's going to throw you a curveball, and it'll also give you a sucker punch at the same time while kicking you. So, yeah, that's what makes it, lack of word of term, interesting to exist.
Yeah, I knew you were going to use that word.
To Lana, what would you say? Do you think that's just part of life challenges, you know, piling some more food on our plate? What do you say, Talana?
Well, this is Pastor Jones.
I'm right here, Clarence. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Yes, we can.
Pastor.
I'm walking outside. Can you repeat the question one more time, please?
Yes, we were talking about Linda Goldie's situation. Somebody has attempted to put reoccurring charges on her credit line. So, and, you know, I was stating that it's just something more for us to do, you know, in life. And I was asking you about your input on just piling more on our plate in life to do.
Well, first of all, Ms. Linda, I'm so sorry to hear that. And I did hear, that's really sad. I mean, it's, like there are so many, it's either a hacker or a technological virus or some type of, you have to, one thing I will say, and this is what I do to all of my accounts, I make sure to double authorize my password or change my password every at least 2 or 3 months to keep people out. And then something I've also learned about our technology, when you're not using your Bluetooth on your phone, turn it off. It would also keep your phone, your app, and
Linda Goldie doesn't have a cell phone. She has a house landline, and she doesn't use a computer. So I would have to imagine this is someone that's been close to her, that could be in her congregation, somebody she's just been kind to and learned of her name and just did their own research online to get her information and use it for their benefit. I would imagine that it is a person and you know, not no virus. No, it's a person behind this.
Oh, wow. That's worse than, Clarence. My heart goes out to you, Linda. All I can say is yes, to protect yourself as much as possible. I did hear Clarence mention the Credit Bureau to get them involved, because they can also help in the process of elimination to find out and track where your cards and the money went. So I hope and pray to God all is well and that you receive justice.
Thank you. You know, this radio program is the only gem of truth that I really feel that I can count on. So I appreciate all of you. I thank all of you. And I was upset that this phone call came right before I was getting ready to get on the show, you know. So I love you.
We have the man here, Pat Yeti. Come on in.
Okay, all right. Listen to me, you guys. There's some. I wanna talk about the Haitian people that came over here that's being, you know, mistreated with the whips and the horses and all that shenanigans. That's a violation of our civil constitution and human rights, and no one should be treated in that manner. No one. And we are not in slavery anymore. So even in slavery, certain people didn't go for that. And we're certainly not going to go for it in 2021. I just want to say that I want everybody to realize and pray for our Haitian people, because they're human beings too. As it was stated earlier, they're not slaves. They came here for freedom. They came here for equality. They came here for justice, like everybody else that comes to America. America is supposed to be the melting pot of the world. Anybody can come to America. Why can't the Haitians come to America? What are they doing to America that hasn't already been done by every other culture that's here and making a living and living good and making billions off of America and sending their money back to their countries? And not taking care of the people here, won't even feed the homeless. So I'm very disappointed and upset, and I believe that the president will do something. I believe that the heads will roll, and the people that were riding those horses that were supposed to be doing their job in a positive way, that was doing it in a negative way, they shall not only be fired, but charges should be pressed against them for a violation of human, civil, and constitutional rights. I rest my case. I yield back to ignorance. I love you guys. I love everybody on the show. I love everybody listening to the show. Remember, either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And the only limit in life is the one we put on ourselves, so we should let there be no limits. We're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Brother Clarence, Professor Reams, Tawana, Mrs. Goldie, take it back over. Love you guys. Peace.
Let's give Pat Yeti a hand.
Good morning, Eddie.
Thank you, Pat Yeti. We love you back with all of our heart, mind, with all of our spirit. And, you know, if anyone likes to listen to this on their device, you can go to blogtalkradio.com. Go to blogtalkradio.com. Hit that search button. Send Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions. Call your friends. Have them to tune in at 646-787-8064, because you're listening to the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones blog talk show. Hey, Pastor Eddie, if you're there, can you share the word of the week and the scripture of the week with us? Okay, we'll wait till he comes back, and we'll get that word of the week and scripture of the week later on in the show with Pastor Eddie. We still have time, but Professor Reams, if you like, we can go into our regular segments to give us some time. I'm expecting Cousin V to come in to the studio later today. Hopefully we get our doctor.
By the way, Brother Clarence. Brother Clarence, by the way,
yes,
we do have a second topic. We have a second topic. Were you able to see the second topic on there?
No, I didn't, Pastor. Share it with us.
The second topic is, now there's a third shot for the booster, and now they're saying that the LAPD and the Los Angeles Fire Department is causing more of the virus, the coronavirus and the Delta virus, and they're suing because some of the officers and some of the firemen don't want to take the shot. I'd like for you to elaborate on that. People are being fired from their job is what the real topic is. People are being fired because they don't want to take the shot. Some people have been at their job for 30 years, 25 years, 15 years. They're being fired from their job because they will not take the shot. And I feel like it's unethical to take away a person's income so they can't take care of their house note, their car note, their family, and their responsibilities. So let's talk about that for a minute. People are losing their jobs and they're losing their livelihoods because they will not take the shot. I yield to you, and let's get Professor Reams in on it first. Thank you so much, Brother Clarence, and God bless you. Love you, Vera. Love you, Mrs. Linda. Don't let it steal your joy. And everybody on the show, I love you. God bless. Go ahead, Professor.
Yes, this has been another topic that's cropped up on when you have those that are in the public and they are interacting with the population, what responsibility do they have as far as their position is concerned? And I do not want anyone to lose their livelihood whatsoever. However, there is also the caveat, because I kind of fall into this same realm, where in my profession or so, I'm always involved with the students, with the public. And if I'm a carrier and spreading it, then I'm as culpable for causing harm to folks, even though my role is supposed to be to educate. With the police, it is to protect and serve. With the fire department, it is to save lives. And to have that opposite where you're not only fearful of the police and the fire from what they normally do, then to have a disease at top has been a major, major controversy. So it's becoming a bit of a problem where the idea of a lawsuit against the fire department, against the police department, against the city for not protecting the citizenry is very, very real. But on the other hand, there could be another way where if the person is constantly tested each day and they come up being negative, then they certainly could continue to do their job as well. So my hoping is that there is a happy medium where no different than what goes on at Amazon or even at Fox News, where those who are not taking the vaccine or haven't taken it, then would need to be tested, when they know they're going to be going out or if they're going to be on patrol or whatever it is, just to make sure that they're negative. Because either way, either with both cases, you can't have the virus or be contracting the virus or harboring the virus in both cases, whether you've been vaccinated or not vaccinated. So the suits that are coming up hopefully will come to a happy medium that if there's a testing protocol instead of being forced to take the vaccine, then that would be a nice happy medium so that each and every person can still make money and pay their bills overall. So it's good that the LAPD and the fire department unions have filed suit. It will finally answer this question once and for all, because the bottom line at the end of the day, in either case, the person has to come to work and not have the virus. Even if you are vaccinated and you get the virus, you're going to have to take a leave of absence or some time to get over it. And once it's over, then you need to come back. So my focus is some level of normalcy will come in.
My only fear is how long it's going to take, because should there be a scenario where the fire department or LAPD finds that an officer is a spreader, then, like me being a spreader, I will be sued by the family and all those who are involved. So there's a legal ramification to all of this, which hasn't been figured out. And each state is going through the process. Each company is going through the process. And that's why the federal government has bent off trying to make anything mandatory, leaving it to the state and to the city and to the companies. And the companies are taking action as they see fit. So we're not out of the woods yet on this topic. And my hope is that cooler minds will come up with a solution so that nobody has to lose their job. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones and Brother Clarence.
Yes, I'm going to go over to Vera Jones, and this is a wonderful topic. You are a health and wellness expert, and Pastor Eddie said now that there's a third booster vaccine shot, is it necessary? What do you think about it? With also the LAPD and the fire department, 20% of those departments have not been vaccinated. And as Professor Ream said, they have filed a lawsuit against taking the vaccine.
Well, Clarence, my thing is, well, if they want to file the lawsuit, that may be best, because I don't feel that anyone should be forced to do anything of that nature. And I'm not against those that had two already. I know many people that have had one and two, and they are excited and waiting for number three. However, some of the others that choose not to do so, yes, well, maybe they will be off with pay, but let them be at home at this time, at this point, and hopefully they can get enough people in to do their jobs.
Amen, amen. Delana Jones.
Dr. Granny B.
Delana Jones, can you give us your insight that now that the third vaccine booster shot has been approved, give us your insight, and then we, not only the LAPD, we have people in the medical industry, a certain percentage of nurses and even doctors who are not taking the shot. And they're being discriminated against. So let's get your insight, Talana.
Well, this is touchy for me, only because I have been discriminated against also, because I refuse to take the vaccine. Anyone who has a natural boosted immune system, and we've also talked about the how the virus is injected. Once it is into your system, it goes dormant. 25% of that goes into your system only, and that's it. So it's like part of you're waiting to get sick. I don't feel like it's appropriate. It's not the same to me as comparing it to the flu vaccine or polio or chicken pox or measles or anything like that we did back in the day. You had side effects, but they were temporary and they did not last. It's not the same now. People are dying. So I do not agree. But I was also by the same ethnicity as we, African American, someone got upset because I explained that I refused to get the vaccine and said to me that they pray I don't end up in the hospital dead like some of the people who have been in the hospital with COVID.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
It's okay.
Linda
Goldie,
I hear you, Linda.
Hi.
Linda,
yeah.
Now I understand and I know you mentioned before that you haven't had the vaccine shot. You're not going to take it. But now that this third booster shot has been okayed by the government, I'm just seeing now on CNN, President Biden.
Cousin V is in the studio. Cousin V is in the studio.
Thank you, Pastor. Right here, Linda, give us your insight on this. And just breaking news, President Biden just taking his booster shot. So that's even more fuel to the fire, to the topic that we're talking about. Give us your insight, Linda.
Well, I'm sticking with what was just said. And I've also noticed that it's separating people in the church. We were told that there was a 10-week Bible study starting, and they asked me, first of all, did I have the money for the book, which was $20, which I thought was a lot of money for the book. But regardless of as to that, the pastor said he didn't think my face shield was sufficient, that I had to wear a mask. And I can't breathe that hardly at all with wearing a mask. So that separated me from the rest of the church body, who's all happily taking this 10-week Bible course. And I felt very sad about that. I just, as I've shared before, I feel that this is the mark of the beast. And whether you want to or not, it's a life and death choice, one way or the other. Whether you die from the virus or whether you end up in hell eternally. And I would rather die from the virus if I ever get it. But, you know, it's even separating me from my neighbors that live close to me, some of them. And I was told by my next-door neighbor that I used to enjoy fellowship with that he made some caustic remark about my mess. And that I just got tired of her superior attitude, you know? And I decided I didn't need to have her for a friend anymore. So I'm looking forward to hardly any contact. There's only a few people that I can be around that don't insist on either the mask or the shot or both. And I feel like it is definitely against our freedoms. All of these things that have been mentioned are against the freedoms that were guaranteed us by the Constitution, which just seems to be nothing that we're going by anymore. So that's about it for me.
Thank you, Linda Goldie. Thank you very much. Cousin V, good morning, Cousin V.
Good morning.
How are you, Cousin V? How was your weekend? And you're down there in Texas, and we were talking about the situation going down there in Texas with the Haitians, with the Border Patrol on horseback, running them over with horses, beating them with whips. Are we going back in time, Cousin V?
No, we're not going back in time, because nobody's going to allow that. And thank God the government even stepped in. But, yes, I know they're still said they shipped the last of the people out from Del Rio, Texas, today. But I don't think we're going back in time, because I don't think nobody in our time will allow that or want to go through any of the stuff that we used to see our ancestors go through.
Yes, and there was a judge that signed a order that the government has 10 days before they must cease to shipping people back. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, like I said this morning on the news, they said they had sent the last of everyone from Del Rio out, which is where most of the immigrants were, and 12,000 of them have been able to enter the United States.
Yes, and now then, Pastor Eddie just gave us our second topic, and you're one of our medical experts, Cousin V, because you're working right there. You're on the front line with this COVID situation. And so that now that they have allotted this third booster vaccine shot, can you give us your insight and your input on that, Cousin V?
Well, as you said, I'm sitting here watching right now. President Biden just received his third booster. I do know that I've seen people that have taken and showed me their cards that they have taken two doses of other vaccines, and they still came out COVID positive. But the thing is, they act like everyday normal people. They didn't have to be hospitalized, and they showed no symptoms whatsoever. They just still had to go back on quarantine, but now they're all back in the regular population of where they live. I've also worked in one-on-one. I have to go in rooms and close doors with COVID patients. I've taken the one vaccine, and praise God, to this day, I still have not had COVID or any symptoms or anything like that. And also, I have listened to pastors, and they have been preaching that this is not the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is going to be something far different than a vaccine.
I had a question for you, Cousin V. And I heard you just say this is not the mark of the beast, and we have some other people with different opinions, but we're not going to get into that. With you being on the front line, and, you know, when we listen to our medical experts and our scientists, when they say, well, you take this vaccine, this one is 95% effective of not coming up with the severe symptoms from COVID or Delta or whatever. Now, I don't hear any of the medical scientists speaking of any other kind of way of boosting our immune system, far as maybe even holistically. Would you like to say anything about that?
Well, as Vera always said, and I always know, we do give them vitamin D3. We give them zinc. And also vitamin C. And then, of course, you know, there's echinacea and all other kind of health resources that you can use to help keep your immune system up. So I do know that those are the other approaches that they do give all the residents to keep them and keep their systems up from hopefully catching any thing that's gonna, we don't even know what's gonna come along next or what may pop up, but we do know, I do know lately they've been talking even about whooping cough, but we've also taken shots for that and vaccines for that. So, and then they had another episode a few years ago where the measles were coming out again, and I had to take an adult measles shot. So, those are the things that I know that have came up so far.
Yes. Thank you, Cousin V. Well, I want to chime in because everybody has made valid inputs, points, and shared their wisdom and knowledge with us. And, you know, I want to kind of hint on to what Linda Goldie was talking about being discriminated against. You know, this COVID thing, it is separating people. It is causing people to discriminate, even the government to discriminate and make mandates against certain people who don't get vaccinated. It's coming where, as Professor Rehm has stated, you may not be able
to work unless you get vaccinated. We see it even in our sports, where athletes in certain sports have to be vaccinated in order to play their sport or miss out on those millions of dollars that they make. And so me personally, I haven't been vaccinated. I went to a football game Saturday, my son's football game down in Glendale, Arizona. And so we look at this COVID, this Delta virus, it's an airborne. It's airborne. And so if it's something airborne, we have to protect ourselves against something that we cannot see that's in the air. And, you know, I said several times, the first thing that the referee states to both boxers before they ring that bell in round one, he says, protect yourself at all times. So while I was at the game, I had my mask on. Every day I drink my pack emergency to keep my immune system up. Before I went to the game, I sucked on two of those airborne tablets because of those vitamins and those immune properties that's in that. And so I kept my distance. And whether you're vaccinated or not, Cousin V just said, you can still get COVID. But the outcome is much different if you've been vaccinated as compared to if you haven't. But they also spoke about being asymptomatic. Asymptomatic is catching the virus and nothing happened to you. You don't even know it. Now, these are for people. You can be asymptomatic, vaccinated or unvaccinated. And these are the things that not consideration is not being well topic and spoken to enough about is building our immune system. So whether you're vaccinated or not, you can get through this, protecting yourself to make a minimal chance to becoming infected, whether you're vaccinated or not, and using all those safety protocols of the social distance, washing your hands, wearing your mask, and any other thing that you may, but I keep my immune system up. I stopped taking vaccine shots because, you know, we look at these doctors as if they are gods. You know, we don't listen and do what they say, well, we could die. We're sure in some cases you can. But yet and all, there also is a medical industry that has been bad mouthed. And that's our African holistic health scientists. This is where the Europeans got their medical knowledge from. And so I'm learning holistic health. And I've been better. I used to take the flu shots in years ago. And every time I taking that flu shot, I caught the flu. I stopped taking the flu shot. So I keep my immune system up. I haven't had the flu. But we know these are deadly diseases. Do not take them lightly. Take them serious. People are dying. So just keep it real. And now is about time to go on to our regular segments because time moves when our host and co-host go through their segments. So I'm going to go over to Linda Goldie because
Come in, Clarence.
Yes,
how
sir,
you
Pastor Eddie. Yes, sir.
Pastor Eddie, I want to say something quick. Before we go on to the next phase, I just want to say this. Yes, sir, all done. Bring your paperwork. Listen, and listen carefully. People are losing their jobs, and they can't pay for their homes. And then the government sets them up where they have to depend on the government. That's wrong, wrong, wrong. People should have an option. If they want to take the shot, they can take it. If they don't want to take the shot, they don't have to. But now people are losing their jobs at hospitals. People are losing their jobs that work for the city, the state, and the county. So I'm just wondering, what is the future going to be to all of this? Because right now, with people losing their jobs because they don't want to take the shot, it's just not fair. So I'm just praying to God in Jesus' name that something better will happen than what's happening right now.
This is your copy. This is my copy. It's a good Friday right
I now. I yield the floor back to you, Brother Clarence. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Pastor Eddie. We're going to move into our regular segment, time will become of essence because when we get our segments, sometimes we do run out of time. So I'm going to go over to Linda Goldie and ask Linda Goldie, give us some of that wonderful poetry that we need every week because it speaks of love and life. Linda Goldie.
Okay, well, this is the most positive one. It's called Every Problem. In the devotional I was reading, I can't remember the scripture, but basically that we're all going to have problems every day of some kind, and how we handle them speaks more about our relationship with God than anything else. Every problem has a promise to be thankful for. If you can only take it, it will help you more than anything you're paying for. Every problem holds a promise you can reach to find when you're at your lowest for your peace of mind, because God's faithful promise is the healing kind. Every problem holds a promise you can choose to hold, or you can act upon it just as you are told. Whatever you are leaving will surely be a test, but put aside your grieving to see an end that's blessed.
Linda Goldie.
All right, Miss Linda.
Thank you.
Excellent.
You have one more, Linda?
Yeah.
You have one more?
I've got one more, actually. Yeah, this is the one I wrote last night. Pushing. When pushing through the pain seems to be no gain, it's easier to just give up, to just lament your bitter cup when God alone will hear it and no one else goes near it. When pushing with your grit won't budge the thing a bit, it's better just to take it slow and watch your step and where you go, because you may not ever know what's just around the corner to make you trip or slip, which leads to an experience I know you'd rather skip. That's kind of relating to how I tripped and fell and got a broken leg.
Linda Goldie.
Yay, Miss Linda.
Linda, you have a phenomenal
I got my
hook. Amen. Amen. I think we can follow that up with Talana with words of wisdom. Talana Jones.
Thank you, Clarence. Good morning, everybody, again, and welcome to Words of Wisdom.
Good morning.
I would love to share a scripture today that is very close to me, and I pray that this resonates from what we've been talking about today about the innocent people in Texas who have had to go through slaughter and disrespect and hurt. God is always on the throne. He is always there, and he is always on time. So I pray this resonates with your heart and mind. This scripture is Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, and it reads, "Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he is that." He that doeth and go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. In Jesus' name, just the reading of the word, I'll read it one more time. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he is that. He doeth, he does go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Dr. Rita, good morning. Dr. Rita, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday to the regulator and all the co-hosts. Happy Monday. God bless
Good
you
morning.
All.
Good morning, Dr. Rita.
Good morning.
Good
You know, Dr. Rita,
good morning.
Each and every one of us on this show brings a ray of sunshine, but each and every one of us bring our own special ray. So I'm glad that we have you here this morning. But, you know, I'm mentally challenged right now. I need my mental health. I'm going to lay back here on my couch and get my therapy from you. What do you have?
So, listen, what I have today is I'm sure a lot of you are aware that September is Suicide Awareness and Prevention Month. And World Suicide Prevention Day is an awareness day observed on September the 10th, actually, every year, September the 10th, in order to provide worldwide commitment and action to prevent suicide with various activities around the world since 2003. And so it's so nice to bring awareness to suicide. There's a stigma around suicide, you know, it's just a lot of myths attached to suicide as well. But did you know that studies show that suicide is the fourth leading cause of death for adults between the ages of 18 and 65? And suicide is the second leading cause of death for people between the ages of, you won't believe it, 10 and 24. And it's the highest increase in suicide, the highest increase in suicide is in males over the age of 50. And so there are a lot of reasons that individuals attempt and complete suicide. All of it's not mentally related. You know, sometimes people have traumatic experiences. In young children, you know, when they are bullied, they sometimes they complete suicide. Sometimes people become hopeless and they're crying out for help. They're sick, or they, you know, the loss of a loved one will cause them to complete suicide. And we just want you to be aware of the signs, you know, when people begin to isolate and people begin to, you know, withdraw from their families and loved ones, and you know, they become preoccupied with death and purchasing weapons, giving away, you know, their possessions. Just remember that there are warning signs that should not be ignored. And experts say that, you know, there's always a sign. When someone completes suicide, there's always a sign. And a lot of times, the signs are ignored. So we just have to remember that no one should take their own life. You know, that's easier said than done when someone's in a state of depression. But just remember that mental health matters, and it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
Amen.
Dr. Rita. Thank you, Dr. Rita. We're going to follow up with health and wellness from Dr. Vera Jones. We have doctors. There are doctors in the house on this show.
Ooh, Dr. Granny V.
Yes, Dr. Granny V. Good morning, everyone, again. And thank you for listening in today for the entire show. So today I will speak about self-care, and this is something that we must do, and we can do this anytime, any place, anywhere. We have to just make sure that we do it. But before I speak about self-care, I just want you to send love to the family of Gabby Petillo, the young 22-year-old that was murdered. So I can imagine what this is like, because I know someone that had that happen to them. So sending love and light to the family. So self-care. So why should we have self-care? Well, because we can't live without it. And we have to learn to set some boundaries. And self-care is self-love, and self-love is not selfish. We have to make sure we do things to keep us energized and keep us calm and to keep us peace at peace. Well, what I do is turn on that song sometimes called Me, Myself, and I, De La Soul, and I turn it on and I just dance to it. And among other songs, but that's just one I started the day with today. So don't stress yourself out or lose your cool. Just chill out. Now, who needs to do it? Everyone needs to do it. We need to do it for self. We need to do it with our family. Go on a vacation, a picnic, a walk, go to the beach. And also, we miss one thing, which is human touch. And this is everlasting. So I thought of Natalie Cole when I wrote that. Now, why should we do it? Because we have to recharge. We have to rejuvenate our body, just like we do our cell phones. And you know, our cell phone cannot work without charge. So now you're thinking of yourself. And treat yourself as if you're your best friend forever. Now, what can you do? You can take a nap. Do as the babies would do. Allow someone to nurture them or our pet. We need to spend time to do some yoga and a favorite hobby. And then you can play that song called Happy, Pharrell Williams. Yes, put your favorite music on and just move. Just get moving because we need to move. In order to stay alive, we have to keep moving. Soak. Hey, get in the tub with some aromatherapy, some sea salt, some Epsom salt, some vinegar, apple cider vinegar for those that are diabetic. And get a massage. Do some reflexology on your hands and your feet. Cook your favorite meal and savor the taste of your favorite food. Meditate. Just be quiet. Be still and pray and get involved in the frequency of your conscious mind, your personal self. And turn off the radio. Turn off the radio and turn off the lights and turn on some candles. Get outside in nature and exercise. Just walk. And men, allow your significant other to pamper you like a king for a day. Men, trim your mustache, groom your beard, and how about a scalp or a hot oil treatment? And last but not least is a couple of things you can take to keep your body rejuvenated. Now, the first would be ashwagandha. It's powerful for the brain and body. It's a root, a plant, a leaf, a powder, or you can take the droplets. And that is number one. It will help reduce stress, anxiety, depression, and it may help with your blood sugar levels. Number two would be elderberry. It's a great booster for the immune system. Take it in liquid capsules. And the next would be mullein. And it's great for our lungs, antibacteria. You could take it with tea or as an extract. And right now, we all need to keep our lungs really clean. And the last would be ginseng, and it's great for inflammation, the lungs, and for energy. And as Cousin V mentioned about the immune system, yes, the vitamin D, C, zinc, and echinacea is great as well. So turn off that TV, the computer, social media, and turn on you. Turn on self. For rest, recharge, and renew those three R's and stay hydrated. Keep those positive affirmations going, and that is how you must do self-care. Amen.
Amen. Good job.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow, that was really good, Vera. That was really good.
Very good.
Hey, Pastor Eddie.
Very good. Yes, sir.
Can I get you to give us the word of the week and the scripture of the week, sir?
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second here, and I'll pull it up right now. First of all, I am so enjoying the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. It is completely, totally amazing. Our word of the week is leadership. Leadership is our word of the week, so write it down and let it be applicable to your life. Leadership is our word of the week. Our verse, our scripture of the week is Proverbs chapter 1, verse 2. And it reads, for gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight. And that is our scripture of the week. Again, that'll be Proverbs chapter 1, verse 2. And it reads, for gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight. And that is our word of the week, and that is our scripture of the week. And before I yield back to Brother Clarence, because we only have a few more minutes left, it's 10:40 a.m., I just want to say, remember never to forget. No one should be whipped with a whip on a horse. No one should be mistreated. No one should be treated less than a human being, no matter what your race, creed, or color is, no matter what your religion is, no matter what your lifestyle is. Everyone should be created and treated equally. And on our other closing topic, I'd just like to say nobody should lose their job because they don't want to take the coronavirus shot. If you don't want to take the shot, you should not be fired and lose all your benefits and be laid off from work and looking for a job. And a lot of people are, I just read so many people that are out of work yesterday that I thought we'd talk about on the show. We have to fight back. We have to stand up. We have to stand up for what we believe in. If you don't want to take the shot, it's okay. But no one should make you take it and tell you if you don't take it, the ultimatum is that you lose your job and your livelihood to take care of yourself and your family. And with that being said, I yield back, and I just want to say I love everybody on the show. I love you, Vera, my sister. I love you, Talana, my daughter. I love you, Brother Professor Reams. I love you, Brother Clarence M. Allen. I love you, Cousin V. I love you, Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. And I love you, Linda Goldie. All right, so I yield back to you now.
Amen.
Love you back, Pastor.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen, amen.
We love you, too.
Amen. And Brother Clarence, last but not least, I want to say love you guys, too. Last but not least, next week we're going to talk about fraud because that's a violation of your rights. When someone commits fraud on your license, your bank account, your Social Security card, or your income, your Social Security, or whatever it is, it's against the law and it's a violation of your rights. So next week we're going to talk about fraud and how to prevent fraud from taking place in your life. How about that? Go ahead, Clarence. Take the floor.
Amen. Cousin V. Time for sports.
Did we lose Cousin V?
Cousin V, what's going on with baseball, football, basketball, golf, soccer, hockey, horse racing?
Good morning. We'll start off. I am in Dallas, where they will plan, we'll be playing Monday Night Football tonight. So I'm in that area, but I won't be going to the game. And look forward to next Sunday's game. You may see my sister Sharon Jones on the field because the NFL with the Dallas Cowboys game will be doing a tribute to breast cancer awareness on next Sunday at their game. We're going to start off with the WNBA playoffs are in progress. And then we will go to the PGA where the U.S. team played the 43rd Ryder Cup and the USA defeated Europe 19-9. We had three players from Dallas on Team USA. We had Highland Park and UT grad Scotty Scheffler. Then we had an SMU grad, Bryson DeChambeau. Also, we had Dallas J-Suit and UT graduate Jordan Spieth. And they did win that Ryder Cup. And the PGA is thinking about bringing the Ryder Cup to Frisco, Texas. So that would be a good thing for the Texas area. And then also in the news, like I always say, I get choked up, and it's always sad to hear. But in the Dallas-Fort Worth area of West Mesquite, a Utah football player from Mesquite with Aaron Lowe was a triplet. He was the second
second player from this area to get killed in Utah. Also, Ty Jordan was killed in 2020. And so we just want to say a prayer for these families and continue and pray for our athletes. They go out to college and then don't even make it home, and they're being, you know, have a desire to go and better themselves. And then in high school football, as you know, last week I said all of our teams lost. Well, this week all of our teams won. Dieball beat Trinity 28-8 over Huntington. I mean, beat Trinity 28-8, and next week they will play Huntington. They are 2-3 on the season and 1-0 in district. The Lufkin Panthers beat Porter 38-28. They are 2-3 on the season and 1-2 in district. And next week they will play New Canaan, which is not far from Houston. And then Dorsey also won, but Dorsey shut out Jefferson. They are 3-2 on the season and 0-1 in what they call the first Coliseum, which is like a district game to Austin, Texas. Next week they will play Locke, and then Nacogdoches Dragons beat White House, where Patrick Mahomes is from. They beat them 28-19. They are 1-3 on the season and 1-0 in district. And next week they will play Pine Tree. And I just want to say hats off to Dorsey, because we know the last 3 years we've been doing the whole radio show that Dorsey did not have any great football season. So we want to say hats off to Dorsey. And then we have the Stay Fat Classic. Prairie View Panthers defeated the Prairie View Panthers are from Texas. They defeated Grambling Tigers from Louisiana 24-10. And that was in the State Fair Classic, which the State Fair Texas started this Friday. And next week, it won't be next week, but October the 9th will be the Oklahoma Sooners versus the Texas Longhorn weekend. And everyone's always looking forward to that weekend at the State Fair. Then Arizona Christian and Deion Horton, which is Clarence's son, and he was at the game. And I know he enjoyed himself because they beat Southwestern Assemblies of God University 52-45. Next, they will play Ottawa University of Arizona. And then, as I said, tonight in Monday Night Football, we will have the Dallas Cowboys against the Philadelphia Eagles. And we want to say hats off to trumpeter Freddie Jones. He will be playing his 7th year as a trumpeter before the kickoff at the game tonight. It will be played at the AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. And then Thursday Night Football, on last week, we had the Jacksonville Jaguars defeat the Houston Texans. And then this Thursday night, it will be Jacksonville Jaguars versus Cincinnati. And I'm sorry, that Thursday night game last week was Carolina Panthers over the Houston Texans 24-9. On yesterday, we were happy to see that we had 3 California teams on yesterday win, except for one. And we got a chance to watch the L.A. Chargers versus the Kansas City Chiefs. And the Chargers did beat them in overtime 30-24. And then also we saw the L.A. Rams defeat all the quarterbacks in the world that we don't like, because they always keep them. The L.A. Rams beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then the 49ers played the Green Bay Packers on last night, but the 49ers lost to Green Bay. And then I had my scores pulled up for the game, but I will give you those next week. This is my sports report, and you have a blessed weekend.
Cousin
Pete. Amen, amen. All right, all right.
Cousin Pete. Cousin Pete.
Cousin Pete. I just want to say
Can I jump in real quick, everybody? Pastor Jones, I just want to say I want to send a big shout out to one of our fallen Dorsey members, Vicki Jamerson. We love you. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Hold on.
Hold on a second.
Okay. One of our fallen. Wait a minute.
I'm trying to.
Okay. Okay. Vicki Jamerson was she was a student at Dorsey High School. I believe it's class of 1975, and we lost her. She passed away. So I just want to send love out to the Jamerson family and to all of the Dorsey family, D House for Life. We just love you. We love the family of Vicki Jamerson, and we send our condolences and our sympathies at the loss of Vicki Jamerson, cheerleader, class of 1975, Dorsey High School. All right, Brother Clarence, take the floor. Take the floor, Brother Clarence.
Thank you, Pastor Eddie. You know, we started with the top of this show with our first topic, those Border Patrol, you know. And we have to look at the monsters who live in people. You know, we have some monsters, they put on a badge. They can become a monster.
Mm-hmm.
And be mandated and protected by the Constitution and the laws of the land. And so I want to talk about monsters of violent crime. Violent crimes or a crime of violence are crimes when an offender uses or threatens to use violent force upon his victim or victims. These kind of crimes are crimes in which violence is the objective, such as murder, as well as a violent act that has been passed upon the victim. Violent crime includes committed with weapons. Throughout history, the monsters of violence and violent crimes have had their ways upon its victims from all walks of life. Today, the widespread and the vast array of violence seems to continue to escalate and grow along with the increase of a human population. As the world itself continues to expand within its own new ways of violence, it also intensifies as the level increases. The monster violent crimes have also increased the levels of violence with mutilations, mayhem, and live burns upon their victims of prey. Every day you might hear someone new who may become the casualty from some very horrific violent act. Violence has produced these huge monsters that now live in our society as we know it today. These monsters have broken out of their cages and are out of control. Lurking throughout every city and neighborhood worldwide, these monsters of violent crime seem to have the ability to enter anyone who walks upon the face of the earth. Violence is the intentional use of physical force, threatened or actual, applied against a person, group, or community, which they result in or has high likelihood of resulting in injury, psychological harm, male development, or deprivation. This definition associated intentionally with the committing of the act itself. Can someone mute their phone? Regardless of the outcome that it produces, violence can, however, have a lifelong effect on its victim. Whether being physical, mental, social outcome, it can also slow the economic and social development. There are many different kinds of violence that occur each and every day. The victim of these crimes of horror, in many cases, have become victimized with no one to call on. No one to help them during the time of their violation. The victims from these monsters of violent crimes can be victims of wars, serial killers, racism, which includes hate crimes. They are victims of rape, robberies, police brutality, massacres, crimes of terror, personal gratification, bullying, gang violence, and grave robbery. And this list of monsters of violent crimes can go on and on. Many monsters of violent crimes have also grown in the technological world. With the advancements in cyberbullying, the monster continue to mutate and evolve into insurmountable and enormous proportions. This monster also has also concentrated its effort into places of a mass, indefensible institutions of populations. The spirit of the monsters have penetrated into such populated places such as governments, schools, colleges, malls, amusement parks. These have become the new platform to find an easy access to perform fatal harm and to hurt its victims. That's a little education of monsters. You can get even more education from the Haunted Soul Brother. It's that time of the year because he has been summoned. Thank you to all the listeners. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Go get this book, The Haunted Soul Brother. It's very educational. It's also entertaining. It's fearful. It's scary. I believe this is a great read, not because I'm the author, because of what the material contains. Thank you.
Thanks,
Craig.
Thank you.
Great. Amen, amen,
amen. Amen.
Professor Ring.
The regulator. You know, it's always a hard act to... Well, thank you so much, Brother Clarence. You're a hard act to follow. All I can do is take the great information that has been given to all of us and just try to put it down into what we call the commentary. So thank you so much, Pastor Jones, once again for having this forum that we talk every Monday. You know, in light of all the sounds and things that are going on, we still progress and we move forward. Thank you, Clarence Allen. You know, Brother Clarence Allen, our prophet. Once again, you knocked it out of the ballpark with the monsters. To Cousin V, always, always with the sports report. Excellent, excellent job. To Talana, you know, again, knocked it out of the ballpark, especially with the throne and God and how he operates with all of us. To Dr. Granny V, I've done everything, including turning on my own, me, myself, and I, and will continue to take my vitamins and everything along with what
Excuse
I've
me,
done.
Professor Rand, can somebody please mute your phone? Can somebody please mute your phone? You know, respect the show.
Okay, go right ahead. I'll work on doing that now.
Oh, sure. No worries, Pastor. Yes, and to, again, Dr. Granny V, I've already definitely Me, Myself, and I is another favorite song, along with our wonderful prints from our own June 7th Gemini prints of Let's Work. So between that one is also a one that gets me up to just get on there and
yes, that's
so,
mine.
To Sister Mary Aubrey, thank you so much. A shout out to Dr. Aretha once again, Suicide Awareness. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And of course to Linda Goldie, I got my hug. Well said, well done, everything that you said. So here we are, folks. We've had another wonderful conversation dealing with the treatment of Haitians. But in all of these that come up, whether it's Haitian or it's dealing with the virus or fraud, all of these things come back to the experience that we have as human beings on this earth and walking with the Lord in his journey. He never said it was going to be easy, but he did say it's going to be very interesting, maybe challenging, and sometimes even to the point of where it can become very frustrating and daunting. But it's still a journey, nevertheless, that we're all walking in our own pathways. So when we're looking at our word of the week, leaders, we're looking at leadership and how it is. One thing I want to also share with you is that we are all leaders ourselves. And so that's why when we talk about what's happening with the virus overall, it's our own leadership on, as was mentioned before, to protect yourself at all times, which is valuable because the fact that we're going to have to do that all the time, whether this virus is present or whether something else comes up. In an earlier conversation, we talked about how life is, and once we get through this particular critical mass of coronavirus, guess what? There's something else that's going to come around the corner and be another issue. So it's a never-ending cycle of challenges that the Father gives us. But the good thing that we have is the fact that we know him, we know of his love, and we know, as Talana mentioned, that he will never fail thee or forsake thee, which is a comforting fact. So the one thing that we have to do is with all this, are we going backwards? I have to agree wholeheartedly with Cousin Vino, because the fact that the turnaround time that it took for the judge to turn to do a new ruling, and then later on, as we learn, of the numbers of Haitians being moved on and processed, is comforting to know. Are we going to face hiccups? Oh, yes, all the time. In a democracy, democracies are messy, they're sloppy, but it is the way that we all have to compromise to move forward, whether we like some of the things that were decided upon or not. The good thing is that in light of the fact that we also have LAPD and fire and folks losing their jobs, we can still affect that, which is what's going on, which is why the lawsuit is put there to answer the final question on just how do we treat ourselves, what is our humanity, and isn't there another compromise that we can do as part of the democracy? And my hope is that we will come up with an answer so that nobody ever gets hurt or their civil rights and human rights are violated. But it is what it is. If you've had kids, if you've been in the nursery, or if you've dealt with playgrounds or a team of my students, every time something comes up, there's something else that just throws you off, and it takes every bit of Jesus to be able to resolve the issue. So if it's happening on a micro level, like with your family, your friends, your class, and your work side, just think what it is with a country, just think what it is with the world, where God will say, look, I just cleaned that up only to turn around and have everything messed up again in light of all that happened. And this has been happening over and over again. That's why you see me go back to Ecclesiastes 1, verse 9, which is there's nothing new under the sun. He has seen this over and over and over again. But the thing that we have to do is meet him halfway. The thing that we have to do is stay on the fence, stay on ground, stay as warriors, stay prayed up, stay protected, and also use and gain the wisdom of our own insight, as Proverbs mentioned, to understand that he's still here, he's working within us, he's working with us to continue to move forward in the proper direction. So in closing, I will reiterate, we're here, this is our journey, this is our adventure, but he will never fail thee, he will never forsake thee, which will allow us to see an end that is blessed, which is the way that he prefers things done when we rely and love and represent him in every field of human endeavor. And with that, Brother Clarence and Pastor Jones, I yield the floor back to you.
Professor Reed!
Amazing.
Amazing. Let's work.
Amazing.
Once again, slam the trunk of the limo.
I couldn't have done it without you being a wonderful, wonderful host, Clarence, and Pastor Jones. So I'm just here to help. And
Amen. Everybody did a wonderful job. Thank you so much, Clarence, for hosting the show along with Professor Reams and Vera and Cousin V. Thank you all so much, Linda Goldie, Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones, everybody on the show. Melanie Aubrey, we love you too. Just everybody at Clarence, I just can't thank you enough. You guys, as you know, we live in a very trying time right now. I just want to say, everybody, please have a wonderful week. Don't let nothing steal your joy. Stand up for what you believe in. Either we're going to stand for something or we'll fall for anything. And to all the mothers out there that have lost a child to drunk drivers, my love goes to you. To all the mothers and fathers who have lost their kids to gun violence, my love and my heart goes to you. For all the mothers and fathers out there that have lost their kids to drugs, fentanyl, and opiates, my heart goes out to you. To all the mothers and fathers who have lost their kids senselessly, like Gabby, to murders from senseless people, my heart goes out to you. But remember, we stand together in solidarity. We pray together in solidarity. We believe in God who will take care of anything. He said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and that door shall be open unto you. God bless everybody. I love you all. Have a wonderful week. And thank you for joining the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. And we all have rights. God bless you guys. Can we give everybody a hand? Give everybody
Amen.
A big hand.
Amen.
Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo.
So it is, and so it shall be.
Struggling with the world, mama. People living like they ain't got no mama. I think the whole world addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that are bringing trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism. But we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA. The blood of the Crips and the KKK. And if you don't have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound against our race. Yeah. That is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Then you gotta have love to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all. Y'all.
You practice what you preach, and what you tell me, Father, I cheat. Father, 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 so bad. You guide us all my time. People got me questioning. Where is my love? Where is my love? Where is my love?
Always change. New days are strange. It's the world is changing. If love and peace are so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations rock and roll. Chemical gas is filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I can ask myself, really, what is going wrong in this world that we're living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of infinity. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on, I don't know. What's the truth, y'all? Come on, I don't know. What's the love, y'all? Sing with me, one. We only got one.
That's all we got. Wrong with it. We only got one. That's all we got.